The New Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned in as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. Commencing with All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Bhopal, an esteemed institute of national importance under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Government of India, is inviting applications for Group A non-faculty post on a direct recruitment basis. The institute aims to address regional disparities in quality, tertiary healthcare and to achieve self-sufficiency in medical education and training. Applications in the prescribed format can be submitted via email at recruitment.2022@aimsbhopal.edu.in. For the following positions: Registrar, Pay Level 12, Age Limit 50 Years, Number of Posts of 1, Unreserved; Deputy Medical Superintendent, Pay Level 11, Age 21 to 40 Years, Number of Posts 1, Blood Transfusion Officer, Pay Level 11, Age 21 to 40 Years, Number of Posts 1, Medical Officer, Pay Level 10, Age 21 to 35 Years, Number of Posts 1. Detailed eligibility criteria, application process and other terms and conditions are available on Institute's website, that is www.aimsbhopal.edu.in. Applications must be submitted by 5/7/2024. Veer Madho Singh Bhandari Uttarakhand Technical University, Dehradun, is inviting online applications for short-term engagement of assistant professors in engineering, management and pharmacy disciplines for a maximum period of 11 months on a temporary and self-financed basis. Interested candidates must submit the online application and send the hard copy of the completed application to the registrar by 5th July 2024. For detailed information and to apply online, you may visit www.uktech.ac.in or you may go to the website http://www.uktech.ac.in. The Union Public Service Commission has announced the cancellation of the recruitment process of 67 vacancies of Deputy Superintending Archaeologist in the Archaeological Survey of India due to administrative reasons. The recruitment was initially advertised in the Employment News on 25/5/2024, advertisement number 10/2024. The Directorate of Coordination Police Violence under the Ministry of Home Affairs, New Delhi, has extended the application deadline for the post of Accounts Officer, Group B, gazetted non-ministerial, to 120 days from the date of initial publication, 16/3/2024. Applications, along with attested copies of certificates, should be submitted to Director, DCPW, Block No. 9, CGO Complex, Lodi Road, New Delhi, 11003. And for more details, you may visit www.dcpw.gov.in. Satyajit Ray Film and Television Institute, SRFTI, Kolkata, under the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Government of India, is seeking applications from Indian nationals for the post of director on a deputation or contract basis. The position offers a pay level 14. As per the 7th CPC, the maximum age limit for deputation is 56 years and for contract it is extendable to 6 to 60 years of age, whichever is earlier. Interested candidates can find more details and apply at www.srfti.ac.in within 45 days from the publication date of this advertisement. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change invites applications for 5 vacant posts each of judicial and expert members in the National Green Tribunal, NGT. Details regarding qualification, terms of office, age limit and conditions of service can be found on the Ministry's website www.moef.gov.in. The last date for submitting online applications is 12/7/2024 through https://parivesh.nic.in/new-upgrade/#legal-login. Applications received beyond the due date or through other modes will not be entertained. For more information, you may contact Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Policy and Law Division, NGT Cell, Level 1, Jal Wing, Indira Paryavaran Bhavan, Jor Bagh Road, New Delhi 3. You may also go on to the website of Employment News, http://www.employmentnews.gov.in for more details. The Institute of Technology Guwahati, IIT Guwahati, is pleased to invite online applications from eligible Indian nationals. For the following esteemed positions, they are looking for dedicated and qualified individuals to join their dynamic team. For the post of an assistant librarian, one position offering a pay matrix level 10 as per the 7th CPC, the age limit for this role is up to 35 years. One vacancy for the position of Assistant Workshop Superintendent, UR, with a pay matrix level 10 as per the 7th CPC. The age limit is up to 35 years and applicants must hold a degree of mechanical engineering or an equivalent qualification along with 4 years of experience in a machine shop in a responsible capacity covering production, planning, estimating, production control and control of labor. One post of Medical Officer UR position offering a pay matrix level 10 with age limit up to 35 years. The candidate must have an MBBS degree from a recognized university. Interested applicants are required to pay a non-refundable application fee through online mode. The fee structure is 500 for general OBC EWS candidates and 250 for SC/ST PWBD candidates. Women applicants are exempted from the application fee. The online application form can be accessed at IIT Guwahati Recruitment, https://online.iitg.ac.in/recruitment. With the link activated from 5 p.m. IST on 5/6/24. The last date for receipt of online applications is 15/7/2024 until 5 p.m. IST. The age determination date is 15/7/2024. For any technical queries, candidates can email at rec_admin@iitg.ac.in. All correspondence, including call letters for interviews, will be made through email only. Candidates are advised to provide a correct email address and regularly check their emails and the Institute's website for updates. For detailed information and to apply online, kindly visit the IIT Guwahati recruitment portal at iitguwahati.recruitment http://online.iitg.ac.in/recruitment. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject.